Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you have reached American Health Crisis. This is your host, Paulette Young, and we're joined by Selena Lindsay as a guest. And we have another hot topic. We're going to talk about sugar and other foreign items, how it inflames your insides. This is known information in Europe because they're after keeping you well, because it's not for profit. It's social medicine. So they have to figure out ways to keep you well. Here in the United States, ours is more for profit. They do what they can to keep us well, but there are certain things we need to do ourselves. Hi, Selena. How are you? Hello? I think I'm having a technical difficulty. Selena? Something went wrong. Anyway, and Selena comes with a wealth of information, so she's going to talk a lot about some of the foods that inflames your body, and she should know this firsthand because she's faced with having to do the right thing or eat right because certain things does inflame her body. Hold the line just a moment. Hello, Selena? Hello? Wait a minute. Hello? Oh, okay. The call dropped again. I'm not quite sure what happened. We're having technical difficulty here in the studio. Just give us 1 minute or less, and then the call will be up and running. Hello? You can hear
Hello?
Me?
Hi, yes,
I can hear you. All right. This
okay.
is Selena Lindsay. I'm your host, Paulette Young. And Selena's going to introduce herself and tell you a little bit about herself. And then at the end of the program, she has other information to give you. Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Selena A. Lindsay, and I am a former CPA for over 30 years, and currently I'm an entrepreneur, and I run several different nonprofits, along with the fact that I participate in probably 10 or 15 of those things, and some of those nonprofits do various different things in various different communities, cities, throughout the United States, and I'm going to share a little bit about some of those at the end of the show that I think are people. To people and the communities in which they serve. We'll talk a little bit more about those at the end of the show.
Okay, so our hot topic today is on sugar and other foreign items that inflame your insides. I asked the question, has your doctor told you you have arthritis? In Europe, they believe we have food allergies that cause inflammation inside your body. Do your own testing of your health. Do a food journal, and write down what foods you ate and when did you have the most pain. You may be allergic to certain foods. So join us tonight if you want to talk on the show. Dial 858-769-4936 and press 1. Okay, Selena, I know you know a lot about this particular topic, because you face things your own self. So you want to get started?
Absolutely. And I reiterate your topic, which was sugar or foreign substance in your body, to the point that your body can't recognize it, and does it cause inflammation or is it arthritis? Well, I'm going to say hands down, it is no doubt that it's inflammation. And inflammation is a major situation, which actually is what I call a triad. Inflammation is both weight gain and pain. And it's usually caused by something and lots of things that other people can be allergic to, but usually things from the carbohydrate family. And, of course, there are lots of documents to go and read about that, but arthritis is also one of the inflammatory type diseases, which is generally caused by what they call fibrin. Fibrin is a type of substance that our body creates in actually to heal us. And in a sense, sort of what happens is it overdoes it and it creates inflammation. And some of the worst foods that you can possibly eat that actually causes inflammation, alongside of arthritis, is, believe it or not, corn, bananas, muffins, bagels, or any refined food that comes from, again, the carbohydrate family. One of the reasons that I'm a hands-down person in terms of inflammation is I have what they call rheumatoid arthritis. And no doubt, during my travel with this particular disease, I was in total shock when I found out that some of the foods that I actually like are actually my worst nightmare. One of those is what they call a nightshade, a potato.
Oh, wow.
Because it is a carbohydrate. And, you know, you eat those things and you swell up. Of course, it's going to make you gain a little weight if you eat it the way I like to eat it, you know, smothered in butter. You know, these kinds of things, and that's why I call it a triad, because actually inflammation and weight gain are closely related, and they cause one another. If you have inflammation, then it's being caused by, again, usually the weight gain and a type of food that creates a problem. And you have to be able to shift to what they call anti-inflammatory foods, which is a whole other conversation. That's another show. But one of the things also, because I always like to mention something that documentates what we're talking about, is those of you out there may want to look at a book which was written by Dr. Frank Roshizika. And this guy, there's also a number of different things that you can look at. It's all one word, worstarthritisfoods.com. Again, worstarthritisfoods.com. And on that site, which is by a guy named Steve, that stuff that was put there was put there as of August the 8th, which is this month. And you'll be able to see some of the worst foods that you can eat if you have arthritis. Some very, very interesting things. And like I said, it's a triad because these inflammationary type things increase your risk for diabetes and cardio disease. And when you have the weight gain, the inflammation, then of course you're going to have pain. The inflammation part, which I'll talk a little bit about, is a part of the body's immune response to healing when you have injuries and against foreign invaders. This inflammation also causes an insulin resistance. And insulin is a type of storage hormone and that the body produces in response to high levels of blood sugar. And so, again, when we talk about things from the carbohydrate family, these things increase the blood sugar in our blood, which Also, these things are, if you want to get point blank, you want to talk about French fries. Well, you just keep eating a bunch of French fries, you will get fat, you will have inflammation, and you will have pain. And no doubt, beyond a certain point, with those kind of things, you also increase what they call insulin resistance. Basically, what starts to happen at a point, because believe it or not, inflammation even happens to your brain. What does that cause? When this inflammation causes what we call appetite deregulation, and it's primary because one of the masters of appetite regulation is leptin. Leptin is the master. It's the master appetite hormone. And basically what happens is you're teaching your body a lesson to the point that it does not know when it's full. And it causes that problem in your brain so that you just continue to eat. You're never full. Your brain doesn't know when to tell your body to stop. And this is caused by an inflammation. And this inflammation causes fat cells that cause an oxidative stress. And these fat cells expand in response to weight gain. They produce inflammation, also known as the free radical damage. So it is, in my opinion, definitely, when you look at this stuff and you look at the risk for diabetes, cardio disease, without a doubt, when you say that your body cannot recognize, basically can't recognize what's good for it, it begins to store up stuff, and it cannot react anymore. These are the problems, certain kinds of things, because if it's a foreign substance, it doesn't know when it has sugar, per se. That's the foreign substance. It don't know what to do with it. And the reaction, when you look at certain other studies to sugar, is the same with morphine. When you
tell
see that stuff on the screen, it lights
have
up.
Have a doctor ever told you to stay away from certain things when you have, since you do have rheumatoid arthritis?
Absolutely. And there are certain things that I know myself because, again, when we talk about the triad, inflammation. So when the inflammation starts, then my fingers hurt, my toes hurt. And so you know not to eat these things. For instance, wheat bread. Wheat causes what they call it causes something called fibrin. And that fibrin feels like little needles. And so you don't, when I eat, and I love muffins, of course, with all of the good fat stuff on it, and that stuff, when I eat one of those wheat muffins, because those muffins have gluten in it. And that gluten
Really,
exactly.
You do? Oh.
Yeah,
wow.
Pain and inflammation is what's going to happen. And they are not my friend.
I guess my question would be, you've been diagnosed with rheumatoid. Okay, some of the other people, anytime you reach a certain age and you have pain, they label it arthritis. If you were in Europe, they try to figure out what did you eat that inflamed you so bad. We don't do that here. This is the good old USA. They do not do that.
Well, it's a good old USA, as we have demonstrated time and time again. One of the things is called Big Pharma, and Big Pharma is interested in one thing, money.
Right.
And so it's better for them that you're not told, because it means that your doctors here are going to have you spending money on things that don't work, and you're going to be buying pills and things, and going to, every time you swell up and you have pain, then they're selling you pain pills, and also some of the other things which we have not touched on, such as if you're going to be having cardio disease, then it means you're going to be having high blood pressure. You're going to be having swollen legs and all these kinds of things, and this increases their little bank accounts, because now you come and get pills for blood pressure, which for the average person that has high blood pressure, you're talking $380, $360 a month. And if we go and follow studies as to how many people in the United States have high blood pressure, they're making a bank. If you have high blood pressure, then it's going to cause other problems, because one of the things they're going to give you is, technically, it is a blood pressure pill. They call it the water pill. Okay, which it helps. Right, it gets rid of the salt and other types of minerals in your blood system, which means they're giving you folic acid and other kinds. Now, all of your vitamins, your natural vitamins, are getting washed out of your body, and they're telling you, "Oh, go eat a banana." So, what happened to your potassium? It's because these pills ate it up. And along with that, you're swelling up, which is called, again, inflammation. And you have these inflammatory type things that are going on. So they're getting a nice fat bank account, because now you're on four or five pills. And so, as you said, in Europe, this is not tolerated. They find out what is causing it.
Right.
They want to get to the root of the problem.
Right.
They don't want to put a Band-Aid on it. They want to find out, is it food, lack of exercise, what's causing your problem? Are you eating a bunch of sugar? And they're going to actually point the finger at the crook and go arrest that, not give you a pill and say go home. It's real interesting when you talk to people that are, because not everybody that is obese is a diabetic. I often like to crack my little joke, because I tell people all the time, you can go to a farm all day and find nice fat pigs. They're not eating sugar. Ain't no candy out there. And the pig gets along well. He's a pig. Some people get along well. God created people so that some people are fat, some people are skinny, some people are medium, some people are small, and some people are large. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's people in general. It's when you have these problems that there's something wrong.
Well,
and
from the sugars to the chemicals to the dyes to the preservative, we have a lot.
Well, sugar and exactly sugar and refined carbohydrates, or you can put those together and call that an equal sign. You know, a bagel is no worse than a cup full of sugar. They're partners and they're crime partners.
It's funny how you're talking about this particular topic. The other day, I decided to have more of a vegetable diet for the day, just to see how my body reacts to something like that. And I ended up no pain, nowhere. Not even the sore knee that I fell on. And I said, wow. And the culprit was the carbohydrates, as you said.
I took the sugar out. I had natural sugar from the vegetables, but not like, I didn't have things like corn. I had more of your deep green vegetables. I did have onions. In fact, it was onions, cabbage, and broccoli. Body felt nothing. So different. Now, if I had eaten...
Well, they often had people stating that they needed to increase their diet with fiber. I guarantee you can pick whatever vegetables you want. If you eat those vegetables, you won't have a fiber problem.
Mm-hmm.
You won't have a need to bring your book into the bathroom because you'll be in and out. You won't be in the bathroom long enough with a book.
So again, if you're just calling in, we're talking about some of our foods that we're eating here in the United States. Some of it's been banned from other countries, but it's allowed here. But we're getting labels on all these diseases, like arthritis, and is it that you have an allergic reaction to what you just ate, like the white potatoes? Now, they did say it's okay to have yams occasionally. You would eat it every day, but that it was better for you than white potatoes.
Well, yams are extremely high in potassium and many vitamins and minerals, whereas a white potato, which has primarily is high in carbohydrates. And again, some things that people don't know, for instance, is like my family, we owned a fried chicken stand, and one of the things we used to do to clean the oil was throw a potato in there because it absorbs the oil. It absorbs all of the dirty stuff that's in the oil. Think about your french fries. Part of the reason why they're so high in carbohydrate and calories is because it absorbs oil. They're fried.
Wow.
And unfortunately, the way most people like to eat a potato, they'll bake it. It would probably be not a lot of problems if you just ate the potato baked. But who wants to eat just a dry baked potato? What happens is what you put in that potato that begins to create the problem, because you're not satisfied with the potato until you put a bunch of junk in it. And primarily one of the culprits is butter. And you're not going to put a pat of butter in a potato. You're going to put 6 or 7 pats in there.
Okay, this is the time in the show that Selena gives. So take out a pen and some paper, and she's going to give you some other information of other nonprofits that you may be interested in and how they help you. And she's a part of nonprofits.
Okay. One of the first nonprofits that we'd like to talk about is called Veteran Care Solutions. Veteran Care Solutions is operated by LaShonda Jones. And primarily what they do there is they provide housing for veterans. They provide many services to help them with their well-being, mental health. They take them to get ID. They put them in touch with social services so that they can receive mental health. And so anything that you like to know about that, you can go to veterancaresolutions.org and You can call 909-329-8288. And again, it's run by LaShonda Jones. The next outfit always has me kind of giggling because it's just in the name. It's called Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired. This particular outfit likes to work with the community and the homeless and those that are having some food issues. They are located at 290 East D Street in Colton, California. They're there on the fourth Saturday of every month. This is an outfit that is run by Kathy Braxton. The phone number to Kathy Braxton is 562-313-0041. Again, the name of the nonprofit is Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired. Again, it's run by Kathy Braxton, and the phone number there is 562-313-0041. The next nonprofit that I always talk about, because I'm one of the board members, is called Sowing Seeds for Life, all one word, and the four is spelled out, F-O-R. SowingSeedsForLife.org. If you go there, you can see what we're all about and what we do. Not only do we do food, we help mothers. Of course, Paulette is there teaching some of the things that she does as healthcare consultants. The children that come, they're out, maybe planting seeds, or they're in the arts and crafts tent doing little things. We don't believe in kids being in a food bank line. You can contact us at Sowing Seeds for Life. We're located at 1350 Arrow Highway in Laverne, California. Call there, and if you'd like to volunteer or perhaps you'd like to donate, please contact Fran Robinson at area code 909-293-7735, extension 232. Next outfit I'd like to talk about is called Coley's Outreach. Coley's Outreach is primarily created to help parolees or those that have had to go and serve a little time and they need to be reiterated back into the community. This particular outfit, he takes them fishing, he puts together barbecues, he tries to help put them with another nonprofit that will be able to serve their need, whatever that is, whether it's food, clothes, or whatever type of service it is that they need. It's run by Mr. Keith Coley, and Mr. Keith Coley can be reached at area code 909-358-7391. Always donations are appreciated. Next outfits that we'd like to talk about is called Camp Corral. Camp Corral is a free summer camp for military children, and they have a priority, which is given to a wounded, disabled, or fallen military family. Corral, you can go to the website, which is www.campcorral.org. Or you can call area code 855-605-1267. Again, it is a free summer camp with priority given to military children. The next organization is called One.org, and this is one that is close to both me and Paulette's heart because their intention is to stop HIV. And they want to do that even before a child is born. So you can go to that website, which is one.org. The next organization we want to say a little bit about is called Bright Prospect, which is located at 1460 East Hope in Suite 74 in Pomona. The phone number there is 909-623-9007. Their primary focus is low-income students that they try to help get through college. You can go to their website, which is www.brightprospect.com. helpinghands.org. The next organization is called Helping Hands and Caring. The phone number there is 909-730-5313. Their primary focus is feeding the homeless. They do a fabulous job with that. If you'd like to donate or you have something that you think they can use, please call that phone number again, which is 909-730-5313. At the end of every show, I usually have a little conversation, a few words that I always say, and it kind of goes like this. I am pro-poor, interacting with the poor in a way that provides choice and dignity. I have a belief, and that belief is in fishing rods rather than fish. And I believe in implementing sustainable environmental practices. And I believe that this it will be what is will change behaviors that contribute to poverty. I am Selena A. Lindsay. I appreciate the fact that you gave us your time to listen to our show. Please listen again for our show again at the same time at 8 o'clock on the next Monday. Have a great evening and a blessing. Good night, Selena A. Lindsay and Paulette Young. And she will again tell you a little bit more about what it is that we do and about our radio show. Good night.
Thank you, Selena. Good job. Thanks for the information. Positive. A lot of people have benefited from that.
Okay.
We'll be on the show again next Monday. Thank you. Bye-bye.